Good morning, gentlemen. And it's another day on this wonderful planet that we're on called Earth. Now, it's a bit of an overcast day here in the UK where I am, but that's about right, because it's dull. And in this brave new world that we're all having to live in, there seems to be one thing that seems to be lacking pretty much everywhere, and that is truth. It seems that truth should be avoided at all times, especially when femons are concerned. Well, you know me, I'm gonna throw caution to the wind and talk some truths about the way things are and have been. Now, this is just the way I see it. And the way I look at things sometimes is I take all the flowers and the bright colors away and just look at it as it really is. And generally, it's not nice, but sometimes you gotta do it. Femons throughout history have been kinda like freeloaders. And they've used their sexuality and looks to get what they want. And they don't seem to have a very high morality bar, because they can change the level of that to suit. There is a saying I've heard loads of times, yeah, she slept her way to the top. But of course, that's just a saying, right? It's never happened, has it? But femons were supposed to be oppressed all the time, weren't they? And the big daddy government has always been behind them. And they've had their boyfriends and their husbands to get them what they want and try and keep them happy, which of course is impossible. And when their man screwed up or said something wrong, they could use the police to intervene. And I've seen a change in the police force in the UK and other countries too. They were supposed to be there for the people and to protect the people. But more and more, they're doing the government's bidding. But femons are kind of feeling the pinch at the moment, because a lot of men have woken up and aren't doing the femon bidding and paying them money all over the place. And of course, that means the government's finding a pinch too, because they're having to pay more money to the femons than they used to. They used to get the man to do that. But men are waking up. They were told they're just no damn good, and femons are better at anything and everything than men are, and that femons don't need no man. And a lot of men just want femons to prove that to be true. Of course, the femons are finding it very hard to do that because they're mostly virtual signaling. They don't expect any proof or to do it. No, femons want their cake and eat it too. They want to badmouth men everywhere, but still use them. And for those men who haven't quite woken up yet or think there's something not right but they can't put their finger on it, just take a look at what's going on in the world and all the trouble and hassles and drama, and take a look who's actually causing it all, and you will find femons. They are failing in mostly everything drastically. But as femons don't live in reality world, they just keep on doubling down and trebling down. Just think of it this way, guys. All these Karens you see all over the place now, they are femons, you know. And there's plenty of femons being pushed into higher places all the time. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence to realize what the outcome's going to be. And I believe there is some femons in powerful positions that do very well, but the percentage isn't good, is it? I mean, I don't have any personal vendetta against femons, but I think you'd have to be pretty blind not to see the truth, wouldn't you? I mean, were the days when chivalry was about, but feminists killed that. The built-in mechanism in a man to protect the femon. Feminism has killed that too, and most men are more interested in protecting themselves from the femon. For me, the worst casualty is the quality of life. And I don't mean materialistic things, I just mean quality in life. And you older people may know what I mean. Because it seems to be that anything femons get hold of, they destroy the quality and turn it into trash. Usually sex, because that's the only thing they're selling. And when you think that femons can't get any more disgusting, They can, and they do. Man, it's a shame to see some real men out there that have stood up to this stupidity, and they're either in jail through false allegations, or they've been cancelled. But they haven't cancelled me yet. Anyway, have a good day today, and if you want to have a good day, just stay away from the Femons. They seem to be all been infected with this crazy. And it seems that most of the world is turned into a soap, with terrible acting and terrible storyline. But the good news that gets me through is my intellect. Oh, now, where did I put that? Take it easy.